14th, 2022 meeting of Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee, and call the meeting to order. Can I get a motion to approve the June 16th regular and the June 21st special meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Ronk and seconded by Gavaris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to resolution number 14, authorizing the termination of a lease agreement with CPR Kingston LLC Bank for space used by the Board of Elections.
I'll move it.
Can I get a second?
Well, second.
You're on mute, John.
Moved by Ronk, seconded by Roberts. Legislator Gavaris, do you want to give this us an update on where you are on this? I don't know if you've had any further conversations.
No, the last conversation I had with the DA was he's looking for more space. We talked briefly last meeting about there will be space at the county building opening up, and potentially that was a viable option for him, but no more conversations happened since then. So I'll make a motion when, if nobody else has any comments, to postpone a month.
Rats, I was looking forward to moving forward, but okay. I'll second that.
Hey, listen, I'm good with this. If you've got enough people to vote, I'm willing to close it. I don't want to do it, but I know there's not didn't seem to be the appetite for that last time.
Deputy Chair Roberts?
Yes. Does Deputy County Exec Ryder have any updates?
I have no updates. The DA, other than before the last meeting, showing some vague interest in the building, the BOE space, there's been no follow-up. So
with that said, I think County Executive's office determines space needs, not the DA's office. So I'm willing to move forward.
Okay. So you would like to move forward. So you're going to not do that postponement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm willing to vote.
Any other comment? Legislator Ronk?
Thanks. I do think that because of the 60-day, it's 60-day, Jay?
Yep.
The 60-day termination, by the time we pass this, we should probably amend it to be September 30th, not September 1st, as it is, I think. I make that motion that we amend the date.
Did I have legislators Gavaris and Ronk officially verbally withdraw their motions to postpone and second?
They never put it forward.
We never put it forward.
He Ended. Said when we're done with the conversation, he was going to make that
motion. Gavaris did?
Yeah. I said when we're done with the conversation, I would make that motion, but Ken said he was ready to move forward, so I'm not going to make that motion.
Yep. So
I move to amend the date to September 30th.
And I'll second that amendment.
Legislator Gavaris seconded. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Amended unanimously. Okay, now back to the resolution as is. Any additional comments or questions?
Nope.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Passes as amended unanimously.
Can I just clarify something really quick?
Yep, please do.
So I'm assuming that this then becomes a letter from, you know, assuming this passes on the floor on Tuesday, a letter would come from the Commissioner of Public Works terminating this lease, or
that's what
the chairperson, or I just want to know logistics. We didn't figure that out as the time.
Yeah, yeah. I believe the Public Works, but
yeah, okay. It'd be the Commissioner of Public Works probably.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Legislator Erna?
Yeah, did Ways and Means move on this yet?
That'll be tomorrow night.
14? Okay.
Yep. Yep. So it's, yes, it's still just for folks keeping score at home. It still does go to, it'll now advance to Ways and Means on Tuesday.
Excuse me, real quick. I had my
computer on mute for a while. What are we talking about? Is this anything with the HR law that we're talking about right now? Obviously, this is something different, correct?
No, sir. We are discussing
the Board of Elections lease on Wall Street.
Elections lease at the former site. They're currently building the new site at the old Daily Freeman building.
Okay, fantastic.
We're on resolution number 14, the first one on the agenda.
Okay, excuse me. Sorry about that.
No problem. And just so you know, it'll the human just for you, the Human Rights Commission will be just is the third item on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to resolution 198. This is setting a public hearing on local number 5. This is the reducing of the legislature. Legislator Maloney did call me. I know he's trying to hop on for some discussion on some other bills, resolutions, and he did ask for this to be postponed an additional month, just so he can make it. He got stuck at work, and just so we can have a conversation on whether any type of future planning or if we want to start a task force or something to look into this issue further.
I'll make a motion to postpone a month.
Second.
All in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that is postponed. Moving on to resolution number 199. This is setting a public hearing on proposed law number 6. Of the Code of the County of Ulster in relation to appointments to the Commission of Human Rights to be held on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022 at 7:10 p.m.
I'll move for discussion.
Can I have a second? Motion by Ronk. A second by Deputy Chair Roberts. The floor is open for any comments or questions. Legislator Erner, as the sponsor, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Heppner. We have several of our Human Rights Commission members here as guests. I'd like to ask the committee for permission to hear from them about what since that they had asked us to put this forth.
Yes. Unless I see any objections from members of the committee, I'd be happy to grant the privilege. Yes, Legislator Roberts.
If they're all going to say the same thing, maybe we could hear just from the leader.
You're muted, Mr. Lip.
How's it okay now?
If you are comfortable with that, I was going to give a more limited time to folks outside the chair. But I'll let the chair speak, and if anyone wants to briefly add any follow-up brief comments, I'll grant privilege of the floor. So, Mr. Brown, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you, Chair Heppner. This section of the HR law it states here in the legislative intent, the Ulster County Human Rights Commission has recommended the legislature to adopt a change to the appointment process for members of the Commission of Human Rights to assist the Commission in conducting its business in the most effective and fair manner for the people of the Ulster County. Now, I originally had addressed Legislature Joe Maloney and also Legislature Phil Erner about the vacancy, that we didn't have a statute as far as vacancy to fill seats. We had a vacancy on the Human Rights Commission for several months. And we talked about it in our commission meetings. And I thought it would be a good idea to address the legislature to see if they can put it in the HR law for a vacancy rate so that we can fill the vacancy and actually start serving our constituents. However, from reading the law in section 2, we put a provision here for the vacancies right here to be filled by the commission, should be filled by the commission within the 60 days. That's fine. But I did not like the backdoor process of implementing the county charter here, where it says, also, it says here, 3 members of which shall be appointed by the county legislator chairperson, 3 members by the legislator minority lead, and 5 members by the county exec, one of which shall be designated by him or her as the commission chairperson. That we did not ask to put in here. We did not ask this to reflect whatever the charter represented. So we want that deleted out of here. And I'll give you the reason why. This should have been the commission deputy that's appointed as a paid position for that position. Okay? It's not the committee chairperson. The chairpersons have always been selected since the time I've been on this board from the actual commission itself. The both chairperson and the vice chairperson. So we want to do business that way. And we want also at least one or two people on our commission to be appointed to that revision, charter revision commission, so that we can have some synergy between the ethics, the charter, how the government works, and the legislative body that reflects the constituents of the 23 districts that they serve. So if we delete that, that would be our intent right here. The Human Rights Commission has recommended for the legislature to adopt these appointment change process. We did not want this process in here. So if we can delete that, and we could add a little bit further where it says all vacancies of the commission shall be filled by the relevant appointing authority within the 60 days of the current of the commission said vacancy. After the 60 days has exceeded, why not have this fall over to the actual county, the deputy county commissioner, who is actually in a paid position to fill those vacancies in the meantime? We also should add on to the county law, since we're adding that on there, it should say, in the event that a vacancy is created prior to the expiration of the term of a member, including the vacancy created as a result of a death or resignation of a member, his or her successor shall be appointed to serve for the unexpired balance of the term of the member whose office has become vacant. Let's add some meat into the law if you're going to address it. Let's also do this. The commission shall elect its chair and vice chair from among its commission members. It should also state the members of this commission shall not be compensated for their services on the commission. However, the members shall of the commission may be reimbursed for any necessary or reasonable expenses actually incurred in the performance of their duties. Adding this not only gives meat to the substance, but it addresses just exactly what this resolution is for. Again, the legislative intent, I'm going to read this again. The Ulster County Human Rights Commission has recommended the legislature adopt a change for the appointment process for its members of the Commission of the Human Rights to assist the commission in conducting its business in the most effective and fair manner for the people of Ulster County. This is what the commission wants.
Thank you very much. I have Legislator Maloney, then Legislator Erna for a second time. For some reason, we can't hear you, Joe, but it doesn't say you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
You can?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. And I'm having a hard time hearing you, but if you can hear me, then I'll just stay. I had one quick question. The language that Carl's referring to about the executive choosing the chair, is that language that's already there, or was that new language in this legislation?
Current charter language.
That's in the charter now.
That's charter language in the charter now, but it wasn't in the human rights law. The charter defines the entities of how they should be doing business. The law itself addresses how we do business with the community.
Okay, so we want that. That's another thing that you're looking to be. I happen to agree with that. When the legislature chooses, appoints IDA members or RRA members, we allow that body to then go and choose the chair. The chair of a board, as you know, Carl, has a lot of power and influence over said board. And having given the executive power over a human rights commission or something like this. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, especially when you're talking about what we're talking about, human rights and equity. But this is going to, all these are going to have to be, all of these, all, a lot of what we're talking about is going to be a referendum and a charter change, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And,
okay.
And,
well, this and needs a lot more. I think this needs a lot more work. And I have no, I agree. I certainly agree with letting the body, the board choose their chair. So that's.
I and to me, that's the operation of a true democracy, is to let them select their chair. And it doesn't even, the charter doesn't even address a vice chair. We have a vice chair. We've been operating like this since day one. It's kind of, you know, ironic that we had a human rights law, but we had a charter that specified the human rights department, but we weren't working in synergy with this. The county exec appoints five people. One of those people should be the deputy commissioner, a paid commissioner. That's what that should be referring to in that charter, not a commissioner, a chairperson. There's two different distinctions there, but we always operated within one. At one time, when Evelyn Clark was the chair, she was the deputy, the commissioner, paid commissioner, she always also operated as the vice chair. Within 2 years, I'm talking to Dave Clegg, and I'm like, we need to be voting on a chair. That's how this is supposed to work, and we should do it every year. And then we voted Dave Clegg in, and then that's the way it's been. It's been like that from day one. I'm not saying it's just to get my own way to be the chair, because next year I might not be the chair, and I probably won't be if they do a vote. But that's the way it should be. And I think a democratic process, I should run for one term, and it should roll over to another commissioner, and to another commissioner, and to another commissioner. That's fair.
I'm just going to remind
you. Those are all things we can talk about. The Charter Commission may be talking about executive power, and I'm not sure the executive should have so many appointments more than any other elected official on all these boards. So those are all things to talk about when we finally get a commission going.
Yeah, I mean, and then we're talking about
excuse me. We don't do back and forth. We have the process. I'm going to make the recommendation based on Legislative Maloney's last point, because I thank you, Mr. Brown. You brought a lot of additional language as well as clarification on some of the proposed changes that have been brought forward. And that's the purpose of laws and rules, is to perfect language, make sure that our resolutions and our laws uphold the highest standards and the wants and the needs of the communities, as well as, you know, and we've been here before with the human rights law, not as much as addressing human rights commission as reflected within the charter. I would propose, and Legislator Erner, I have you next, but that we do establish, because again, Mr. Brown, you brought a lot of really interesting points and a lot of language and proposed language, where we could set up a working group to discuss that further. Because again, we're already past the deadline in which we could essentially legally have a referendum for a charter amendment this year. So it's, we're not, the clock, we don't have, the clock's passed for this year, but we do have it for the following year. So I would propose that. And we can also have both majority and minority council, anyone from the executive's office who would like to join. And we could actually, you know, instead, we're not gonna get this all done tonight, obviously. We need actual language to vote on and so on. So I appreciate that. And I don't wanna, you know, waste all your folks' time. And so I think that would be the best course to postpone this and to work that out through a working group, which is traditionally the most successful way we actually get some bigger things done in this body. Legislator Erna. You're on mute.
Thank you. And thanks to Commissioner Chair Brown for the presentation. I see the head commissioner of the commission, human rights, Tyron Wilson, has also joined us here. I would support the postponement or whatever needs to happen so that the existing commission can help craft what this is supposed to be. Just for if I might take like a minute to just tell the number, since there's a number of commissioners here, some of what had been discussed before around the changes that are in here so far. Would that be all right, Chair Heppner?
Yeah, it's just please be brief because I believe we are going to move for postponement.
Sure.
So we'll have plenty of time.
I will. So the material in bold is what is a change from either charter existing county law. And originally it was 60, and then we had some discussion over that's not typically enough time to make appointments. So we changed that a second time to 90. And then in terms of giving the chance for the different parties to appoint if the one party doesn't do it, or we're assuming the majority party is who's chair. And so that's why that language is there. And then if the executive doesn't, then the legislature would do it. And that itself all by itself would have to revise the charter because that's curtailing executive power. And there was some discussion as to amongst ourselves, but now I'm happy that the commission can weigh in to see whether that is what you would want to do. I guess that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Erna. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I move that we postpone this to a subcommittee of your choosing. I don't prefer working groups because they tend to happen outside of the sunlight of open meetings law, and subcommittees usually are noticed and the public can participate. So I'd prefer a subcommittee over a working group personally.
Sure. So let's make the motion postpone, and then in discussion with members of the law enforcement, Laws and Rules Committee, as well as the Human Rights Commission, and obviously the input of Clerk Mahler to guide us in the executive's office, we'll set up a subcommittee.
I'd make that motion to postpone.
A second.
All in favor of the postponement?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. And I think there was to Joe Meyer's question. Yeah, so this resolution actually technically only called for a public hearing. But the problem is if you have a public hearing and then you make substantial amendment changes, you have to go back. And so by the next time along, so we want to make sure it's pretty close to finalized before you go to public hearing, one for the cost of taxpayers and for the likelihood of it not being delayed further. But we'll get moving on setting up that subcommittee with the bill sponsors and you all. So again, thank you. That's been postponed. Moving on to resolution number 343. This is number 4 on your agenda, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9 to provide for the collection of delinquent village property taxes to be held on August 16th, 2022 at 7:20. Can I get a motion? I'll move
for a discussion.
Second.
Moved by Ronk, seconded by Gavaris. Any comments or questions, Legislator Ronk?
I believe this is postponed in Ways and Means, wasn't it? I make a motion. Yeah, I think that it's fine for us to approve a public hearing, because I don't find anything legally unsound with the law, which is what we should be looking at on this law. I do have policy concerns, which I've aired in Ways and Means and will continue to, but I've got no problem moving forward out of this committee.
Legislator Maloney and bill sponsor.
Yeah, thanks. I think I appreciate Ken with that. And I think it is sound. This is something that was written more or less by John Parity years ago and been tightened up over the years. We are one of only two counties in the entire state that doesn't treat the few villages they have the same way they treat the towns. I know there were some concerns about Ellenville. I know we're collecting data from the three villages. It's an opt-in as well. So just because we pass this doesn't even mean any of the villages will opt in. I believe Saugerties would probably be the only one right off the bat to do it. And they have very little back taxes owed. It would be nothing to the county to treat them as the towns are treated. And I'm I think it, at the very least, getting it to public comment makes sense and further debate. And like I said, we've reached out to the villages. I know Saugerties has gotten back with some of the information, so we'll have more to discuss as far as what it would financially look like for the county and these villages.
Legislator Gavaris.
Just to Legislator Maloney's point, I know we're going to probably approve this, but Ellenville definitely. This is something that has been asked for many years now. And until recently, I was given false information that the county loses money on the auctions, when I found out just recently that is not the case. So it was hard to fight this battle before, but knowing now that the county does make money on the auctions, I actually asked to be added as a sponsor to this as well with Legislator Maloney. So Ellen will most certainly will want to join on if this is passed.
Anyone else? So is the will of the committee to move forward? The vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes, aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, passes unanimously. And just for the record and folks listening or and the minutes, was this postponed 1 week again, or was it postponed 1 month?
I believe it was postponed 1 week.
1 week. Okay. You're on mute, Jonathan.
Are you, was there a question for me or John?
No, you're all set. Resolution.
Okay.
It passed unanimously in case you missed it. Resolution 345, adopting proposed local law number 1, a local law amending the code of the county of Ulster, vehicles in the county for sustainable green fleet policy in relation to the strategies and goals. This is sponsored by Legislator Walter and Criswell. It was adopted in the Energy and Environment Committee 3-1 with one absent. I have a motion to move it.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second. Any comments or discussion? No. With that, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
I believe it passes 4-1. All right, moving on to resolution number 399. This is a late resolution setting a public hearing to satisfy the public participation requirements for community developed block grant funding, Ulster County CARES grant program to be held on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022 at 7 p.m.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any comments or discussion? Mr. Brown?
I just asked a comment on that block grant itself. Is that open for bidding or is it?
So, no, this is, we're on the back end of the program. So a lot of, we're required to have a public hearing at the beginning of the program. And then we're required to have a public hearing to close out the program. This is the public hearing to close out the program. Gotcha. This started a year and a half ago? Or so. And typically, we don't even need to have a resolution to call this public hearing. It could be called by the chair. But because we've always had a resolution to set the public hearing, we didn't want there to be just an extraneous public hearing hanging out in the ephemera. So, that's the purpose for this being a late resolution. In the future, we have, a new process that's going to be laid out where we have one resolution to set the public hearing at the beginning and the end at the beginning of the program.
Okay. And that will also be done by the chair or through the Laws and Rules Committee?
So that resolution will be done by the Laws and Rules Committee, and then it authorizes the chair to call the second one.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Leader Ron, for the explanation. With that, we are done with the agenda for this.
Let's vote on that, I think, don't we?
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And now we are actually done with this evening's agenda. Please note the highlighted forthcoming resolutions and local laws that were postponed both in health and services. In terms of old business, I just want to touch in with folks that election commissioners Dittus and Quigley have offered Wednesday, July 20th, the day after legislative session, as a date to tour new offices. This is moving day because moving day is scheduled for the 15th. We don't have to have an intensive talk this evening about our schedules. But if Jay, if you could do one more, just reach out to the committee members to let folks know if that date works for you or not. And depending on how much it works for folks, we'll either commit to that date or try and find another date that works for both Board of Elections commissioners. Any issues with that? Sounds good. New business. Just a friendly reminder that legislative session is this Tuesday, July 19th. It's not going to be held at the county building. It will be held at SUNY Ulster Community College in Stone Ridge, in which the new president, Allison Buckley, will be on hand to meet individuals. So just wanted to flag that since this is the last meeting until Tuesday. So just so you folks remember. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. I think I saw
Julia
Roberts' hands there. And thank you again to the members of the Human Rights Commission for joining us this evening. Look forward to ironing out and discussing some of your thoughts and ideas on these proposals. And we'll, in due time, get back in touch for scheduling purposes.
Thank you, Chair Hefner. Thank you so much. And thanks, everyone, for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good night, all.
Thank you. Have a good night.